Blog Talk Radio. ignite the flame. We're about to heat it on up like the south of Spain. And when it feels this nice, you can never complain. We're about to have a good time, you should do the same. Hold on, now drop the phone. We're about to heat it all up like summer in Rome. And when it feels this nice, then you must be home. We're about to have a good time, let's get it going. We're about to heat it all up like summer in Rome. And when it feels this nice, then you must be home. We're about to have a good time, let's get in the zone.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Today's show I opened up with Everett B. Walters and his piece, well, their piece, amazing musicians out of Las Vegas, and their piece is called It's for the Love of Music, going into somebody I have great love and respect for, Antonio Ferraro with his piece Trip featuring Dynamite MC. I hope that you're doing well. Kind of challenges I faced this morning trying to get this show together, and you know, that's when we depend so much on technology to make our world work, and it wasn't working at the top of the morning, but hopefully it is working now. I'm going to probably do a short show today because my god sister is in town, and I have not been able to see her. She arrived Thursday, and I've not seen her yet because I've been working and this and that. But today is going to be my day with her. So I wanted to still do the show, play some great music for you. I have a topic I want to talk about. It's kind of based around, you know, making a difference. What does that look like, making a difference? Let me play a couple more songs, and I'll come back and have some coffee with you and chat it up. Let's see. I think I'm going to play a piece by an artist out of Las Vegas again. This is Steph Payne with her piece Already Over You.
I'm not trying to keep ya. Before I found out, I didn't understand how you could end up being so shady. Whatever it was about,
your body. I'm feeling you too, sitting here looking out of eye, and our body language is talking, just having the best time of our life. We're not even touching yet. Temptation is strong and the pressure is on. Ain't no way this could go
the way you're
always.
Speak to my body.
Well, this is the best conversation.
I want your body.
With my need in the verbiage. You're talking to my body, girl, yes you are. So thoughtful and deep.
Get a youth, don't be no quitter. Even when this time seems to stop, work for your goal and achieve what you wanted. Life will be sweeter. Got to make some moves, never be grind, yeah. Seek and find it, what road you choose. In other time, because the enemies are quick to nine. You got to make some moves, never be grind, yeah. Seek and find it, got to make some moves. Got to make some moves, yeah. Ha! Time never wait for nobody yet. Hope when you check it for real. You can't expect the hand things in the life. I wanna see them and get there. Life is not no easy road. So tell yourself in the life, yes, you got to make it. And all who feels the most, the pressure you've been to just to make it. Well, it's all about you, yeah. God, I wanna tell you that you. Before it's a forest that all them love do. It's smiling on your face and check me on your back, yeah. I see one, I see them front. Just keep focused and make the million. Got to make some moves, never be grind, yeah. Seek and find it, what road you choose. In the time, because the enemies are quick to nine. You got to make some moves, never be grind, yeah. Seek and find it, got to make some moves. Got to make some moves, yeah. Money off, I make me tell you, brick on brick. Hustle up a step up, bit by bit. For the enemies, the rubber creep and hip. In case them boy, they want to lick man chip. They want to go from them side, eh. So don't make me head get hot.
Never.
And please avoid me. Cause money man are free from the start. Big dream, doing the big things. Making dough, flipping it, me and my team. Anywhere we go, man, I'll be stepping. Till we thinking rich, smell it in every hygiene. Informer, just keep your eyes in. Red eyes, boy, you need some vising. Best money, you the fly out and fly in. So my big up every hustler in the mind. Make the move, step up the grind, yeah. Seek and find it, what road you choose. In every time, because the enemies are quick to nine. You got to make some moves, step up the grind, yeah. Seek and find it, got to make some moves. Got to make some moves, yeah. Got to make some moves, step up the grind, yeah. Seek and find it, what road you choose. In every time, because the enemies are quick to nine. You got to make some moves, step up the grind, yeah. We can find it, got to make some moves. Got to make some moves, yeah.
Yo, 615.
Got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested, showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I was more than you could manage, manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be done. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. Wasting my time to hold on, so just be careful what you take for granted, yeah. Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage, yeah. Worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Go on, if you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're calling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me fall. Loving me right, giving me life, all night you could be. Telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time to hold on, so just be careful what you take for granted, yeah. Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage, oh. You could do damage, oh.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I am your host, Lady Flava. This is where I come every Saturday and play a variety of independent music for you, drink some coffee, and talk about a subject that just pops, you know, into my soul that I want to talk about. I hope that you're doing well. The temperatures are starting to get, you know, kind of high out here in Las Vegas. The beautiful thing about, you know, living in Las Vegas, when it's hot, there is this thing called air conditioning and ceiling fans. So trust and believe, when I come home from work, I turn them on and, you know, to cool my place down. And I don't know, it's just kind of refreshing, you know, to have air going above me and around me, and just to be able to stay cool, because once you step out there, it is a different feel. So I am doing a short show today. I put this together kind of early, trying to make it work, ran into some technical difficulties with the mic and all, but I still wanted to get a show in. In this last set, I played Steph Payne with her piece Already Over You, going into Jonathan Winstead with Body Language, Major General with Make Moves, Her with Comfortable, and closing out this set with Bertram Joshua with his piece Emotions. I love to blend a variety of music together. I think it makes sense to me. And I think it can work. And I like to play music that comes from my hometown in Seattle to here in Las Vegas, where I live, across the United States and, you know, around the globe. And I'm blessed to have music coming to me from all walks of life. And I believe it works, you know, and it gives you an opportunity to experience possibly some music, excuse me, that you may not hear somewhere else. And so I hope it works for you, and I'm open to you letting me know. Send me a message privately, or, you know, on this page on social media. I'm sorry, I had to drink some water. I got a tickle in my throat, but anyway, you know, I love to hear feedback on what I'm saying, what I'm doing, you know, what I'm playing here on the radio. It's about, you know, wanting to support some great, great talents. You know, I'm not as popular as I once was, you know, moving to Vegas for a while. I honestly did not have internet, you know, getting my life together, you know, getting my finances, you know, situated and all of that, you know, and now I'm comfortable. Now I'm able to afford the things that I need to do, you know, what I want to do as Lady Flava. You know, my living situation is secured. You know, I love where I live, easy access to my job and all of that, you know. But I moved down here with a purpose in mind, you know, wanting to kind of take what I do as Lady Flava and supporting independent music and art to a different level. You know, who would have not thought that coming to some place called, you know, Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, that it would be hard to put something like that together, but it is. And I kind of get it. And in some ways I respect it, but I hope that in time, Vegas will move in a direction where it will open the doors for new sounds to be discovered. And I think that's what I really wanted. I wanted to have new sounds, new flavors, you know, have an opportunity to be discovered. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean that it can't happen, but it unfortunately, or it's okay, I shouldn't say unfortunately, that's what Vegas is known for, cover songs and singing the classics. And, you know, there's some absolutely phenomenal performers, entertainers down here that can put on great, great shows, you know. But I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues last night and, you know, telling her, you know, what it was like being back home. And I don't know if Seattle is just a place that is more receptive to original art and music. It's not that there aren't cover bands up there or people that sing cover songs, but there's something that feels more organic and authentic about the experience of music back home. But I know that I have not given Vegas a chance, you know, and in thinking about my topic for today, making a difference, what does that really, really look like? And when you hear that phrase, what direction does your mind go in? I know that when I first thought about the topic of making a difference, my mind and the reason I came up with the topic was for one reason. And then as I thought about it, you could hear that term, that phrase, and think in a totally different direction. So originally I thought about the fact that I really, really wanted to come to Vegas and be able to make a difference for independent artists. You know, I wanted to create a platform down here where they could come and showcase themselves, be exposed to, you know, people down here, to people that come and travel to Las Vegas. You know, I wanted to create something that went beyond, you know, the locals here, that it could be exposed to the people that, you know, come to Vegas, you know, for the gambling, for the nightlife, for the lights and the food and, you know, great, great entertainment. That in my mind was making a difference. That was taking things to the next level of what I've been doing for many, many years in supporting great talents. Then I had to realize, you know, maybe the journey has shifted a little bit. You know, sometimes I get stuck in my old ways, even though I'm very open-minded. And I see this vision and this direction, even though it can take detours of where I wanted to go. And I realized that maybe, you know, God is shifting things. And, you know, where I need to make a difference in the moment may not have to do with the original journey of why I came here. And the reason I say that is because I work at a rehab hospital. I'm a nursing staffing coordinator. And I, so that means basically that I provide the nurses and the CNAs for the hospital. I schedule them and, you know, work around all the interesting issues in staffing a hospital. And trust and believe it's challenging. But through COVID, we've had to bring in some traveling nurses. And they come from all walks of life and all across the United States. And I'm grateful for this experience to meet people that are willing to travel, you know, to do healthcare somewhere else. And two of them, you know, one brought me a beautiful card thanking me for being so warm and welcoming and working with her around her schedules and this and that. And another one brought me a beautiful gift the other day. Her time is almost up here. And she said I was one of the easiest and best schedulers she's ever worked with anywhere in the United States. And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, I've heard my staff tell me thank you and that they appreciate me. But for some reason, with the traveling nurses coming to me in this way, it made me have to say, you know what, Susan, you make a difference. You're making a difference for the nurses. You're making a difference at the hospital that you work with. You know, you work with doctors and healthcare providers. You know, you deal with patients and patients' families. And you do make a difference. And even if it doesn't feel like I make a difference in a bigger way as Lady Flava, even as Lady Flava, I know that I make a difference. But then I started thinking about the fact that What kind of difference does a creative soul bring into another person's life or a group of people's lives, whether it is a visual experience, whether it's an audio experience, what kind of experience? How do you make a difference? Do they walk away and say, wow, I want to come back and experience more? Man, I want to get another book by that author. Where can I find that music? Where can I purchase, that painting? Do you make a difference in what you're doing that brings an experience into the people's lives that have that opportunity to be exposed to you? And that's something that I was thinking about, too. When you say the phrase, making a difference, what does that really mean? And what direction could you go with that? I want to play some more music because you know me. I could talk. But I'm going to play this piece by Leon Bell called We Need Love.
Tell me what we're fighting for. Is it for fortune or fame? Tell me what we're killing for, then say it's all in His name. What are we dying for when we don't know how to live? What gives you the right to take what you're not willing to give? Injustice and greed. Every woman, every man has got their wants and their needs. We've got to come together, put the hatred aside. Remember that we're all brothers and in love abide.
someone, and you so do in time, in the lost and found, when the weight of the world gets too heavy, and your dreams start to flicker, fade away. Remember, baby, I'll carry the torch, I'll burden the weight, I'll be there.
This last set, I played Leon Bell with We Need Love, Patricia Isley with her piece Silence, and closing out this set with Robin Anthony, Keeper of the Flame. I love the variety of music that comes my way, and I love the ability to be able to blend it for you so you can just experience what comes, you know, to me, you know. There are times when I do shows that maybe what be you know, is one genre. But I try to really, really make it a gumbo pot of music and just play a variety, you know, for you, because I think so many times we're just not exposed to things. And because we're not exposed to things, we say that maybe we don't like it, you know? But I think when you have an opportunity and you step out of the box and you get a taste of something, you might find that you actually like it. Conversations that I've had with some people and things, movies and music and all that, they've told me that they like, because it has kind of surprised me, but a pleasant surprise, because, you know, I don't know if they necessarily, at least I haven't seen it, where they put it out publicly that they enjoy those, you know, those experiences of different, you know, arts and entertainment. So I want to close out today's show with, you know, a thought to put in your heart and soul. You know, what makes a difference for you? How do you make a difference for others? What does that experience look like and feel like? I know the people that have come into my life and who have made a difference for me. And impacts can come in different ways and forms, you know. But like my god sister today, I have not seen her in 3 years. I stayed at her house right before I moved to Vegas, and she helped take care of me through my second knee surgery that I had right before I moved here. And she has been in my life, I kind of calculated, about 58 years. She knows me the best out of anyone. She has made a difference, you know, in my life, my whole life, and I'm so grateful and blessed to have her. The music that comes my way has made a difference, and it's given me the opportunity to share great music and stories right here on Flavis Lounge Radio. Going to work and just listening to the needs of my staff and trying to meet those needs along with the hospital needs and working it out majority of the time. I make a difference for the staff and the hospital. So I had to really step back and think about it. You know, you are making it a difference. Maybe the journey that you moved to Vegas, you know, to live and produce hasn't come, you know, to flourishing or what you had thought it would be like. Maybe the journey has shifted. But I'm going to embrace this, you know, I'm going to embrace this. And I hope that you embrace your journey to make a difference in other people's lives. And you know, really, really think about who has made a difference, what has made a difference for you. So I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by an artist that I really, really have come to love and appreciate. His name is Christoph Tamburatsis, and I'm going to play Do It. Take care. God bless. Have a fabulous Saturday.
you brings about love, things about you bring about love.